This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you traveling for the long Labor Day holiday weekend? This afternoon's expected to be one of the busiest days on the road. If you're flying, the AP's Julie Walker has some advice for you from the AAA's Ayixa Diaz.
The TSA expecting a record-breaking weekend.
In terms of being able to handle the crowds, going through security, staffing for the airlines, they've been doing a pretty good job this year. And it's because they knew going into it, the demand was so high.
Still, Diaz recommends taking a carry-on as opposed to checked luggage so you can easily adjust for inconveniences. I'm Julie Walker.
Presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are on the road. Their campaign's in full swing now. The AP's Sagar Magani with the latest.
Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz have started a two-day bus tour that'll snake through rural parts of Georgia. The Democratic campaign believes in order to win the critical battleground, it needs more than just Atlanta and the suburbs that scored Georgia for Joe Biden 4 years ago, and must also reach out to voters in deep red strongholds. After landing in Savannah, Harris and Walz greeted college students standing outside the bus. And it's not just any bus. It's an armored Secret Service bus with lights, sirens, and communications gear, part of a roughly 3 dozen vehicle motorcade. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump is campaigning today in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. Tomorrow, he'll be in Pennsylvania. Lawyers for the man charged in the stabbing deaths of 4 University of Idaho students in 2022 say the only way he can get a fair trial is if it's moved to a different place. There'll be a hearing on the motion for a change of venue today. This is AP News. Now to a small plane that crashed years ago in Michigan's Lake Huron. Searchers have now found human remains. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Searchers have discovered a small plane that crashed in Lake Huron 17 years ago. State police say they also found the remains of a passenger who had been missing since then. The remains were identified as H. Brooke Stauffer Jr., who was 56 and lived in Washington, D.C. State police say a private company, Great Lakes Search and Recovery, resumed search efforts last October at the request of family members. Earlier this month, the search team discovered the plane's wreckage. The plane departed Mackinac Island for a small town in Michigan's Lower Peninsula in August 2007. I'm Mike Hempen.
Russia has banned 92 more Americans from entering the country, including journalists who formerly worked in Russia. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.